You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. Appreciate you tuning in as always. And we got a lot to get into this morning, starting with our Atlanta Falcons. It was day two of mandatory minicamp yesterday. And we got a slew of new sound from Raheem Morris and a bunch of guys on the defense as well. Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, they also joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. So we'll let you hear a couple from them. So we got a lot to get into. Without further ado, though, I want to start with the head man. I want to start with Raheem Morris because he said a couple of things. He talked about a couple of things yesterday that really got me going, got me a little excited, got me a little invigorated. I can't lie. But when we talk about the Falcons and we talk about what this defense is going to look like, because I think we all have a pretty good idea of what this offense is going to be, because this offense is going to, or still has, I should say, a lot of continuity from the year before. Obviously, there's a big change with Michael Penix Jr. being the starting quarterback off rip from day one, but, you know, we even saw what that offense looked like for the last three games of the season, right? And we know about Bijan and what he's capable of. We know about Drake London. We know about Darnell Mooney. We know about Ray-Ray McCloud. We know this offensive line is going to do what it does. So we have a good idea of what this offense is going to be, what this offense is going to look like. And, of course, there'll be some new with Zach Robinson in year two. And, you know, I'm sure he'll bust out and break out even more wrinkles and things of that nature. But the real question is, the real thing that'll be interesting to see is what this defense is going to look like. New defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, he's back as the DC. And obviously we got a slew of rookies that we are wondering how their impact is going to help the Falcons defense, especially our first two first round picks. Wow, that was difficult for me to say. But our first two picks that were first round picks in Jalen Walker and James Spears Jr., and how are they going to help the Falcons pass rush? Well, I say all that to say, Raheem Morris yesterday talked about the defense and how it's being devised around improving pass rushing tactics, and everything's going to kind of, you know, start there and start around that. And I thought it was really interesting and really cool to hear that from Raheem Morris because, again, to me it felt like it kind of gave us an inside look on what we can expect this defense to be, and just knowing that Raheem Morris is saying everything's going to start with the pass rush, I really, really like the sound of that. So let's let you hear Raheem Morris talking about how the defense is, again, being devised around the pass rush and improving pass rushing tactics, and everything is going to kind of go from there and flow from there.
At the end of the day, it's about how can we get to the pass rusher better, right? And that's going to change how we look on the defense just in general. So, like, Jeff brings detail. Jeff brings style of play. Jeff brings all of these different things that he's able to perform in front of that room, which I love and which we've been a part of together for a very long time. So, like, these guys formulating our system and how we want to do it and when we want to implement the attack front, when we want to implement, you know, whether we play a 4-eye and do some of the different things that we've done in the past from all the different walks of life that we've been on, I think is very important. And I think it's very important to find out, really being really intentional when you want to use all of those things. And I think that's what we're doing right now as a defense. And it's kind of learning every single day and getting better every single day on defense. And I'm loving what they got going on.
Love it. I absolutely love to hear it. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, this whole Falcons team, Jeff Ulbrich, they all know that this defense for the Falcons has struggled with the pass rush. And if they want to get substantially better, and if they want to prevent the games where the defense is on the field last and they need a stop and they got to either get a stop or, you know, hold the team to a field goal or whatever the case may be, if they want to not lose those games like they've lost in the past, they know this pass rush starts it all. And they know this pass rush has to be better. You got to find a way to get sacks in the NFL, and you got to find a way to get sacks in big moments to win games in the NFL. And so they're realizing that, and they're doing their best to improve that. So, again, makes me feel very good about between the personnel you brought in, Leonard Floyd, obviously drafting James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker. It makes me feel really good about the Falcons' chances to be that much better with the pass rush, and then, you know, obviously the continued develop of a Ruka Roro, a Brandon Dorlis, and Arnold Ebiketie, and those guys as well. Makes me feel good about the number of sacks the Falcons can get this year. So we'll see. Another guy who it will be new to this Falcons team, or is new to this Falcons team, I should say, this year is Divine Diablo. And way back when, Raheem Morris was asked about Divine Diablo and what his role would kind of be, and he wasn't super sure in his answer because he was still trying to figure him out. They had just really started going on the field and doing things. Well, now, Raheem Morris, after seeing more Divine Diablo, knowing exactly what he can do and figuring things out here over the past couple of weeks, past month or so, he knows now Divine Diablo is going to have a big role on this team. Take a listen.
His athleticism stands out. It's been unique. His length stands out, which has been unique. And really, you know, him keying and diagnosing behind the ball, probably a lot better than we thought. And I'm really fired up to see that. And really, again, man, once you get into training camp, you get a chance to see some of the physical tools that you loved on tape come to life. And he's done such a nice job of putting his role and putting his stamp on it. Him and Caden has developed a really nice, calm, demeanor linebacker relationship, which is very important. You know, those guys being your quarterback of the defense. Those guys both have shown like they're capable of either one of them being a green dot, which you don't know about a person until you're around them because of their style of play. You know, some guys don't like the green dot because they like to just go ham, talk a little trash across the ball, right? Some guys like to lead in that cerebral world, and these two guys are both in that cerebral type of world that they play the game, again, from the neck up. But I've been really pleased with what he's done, Divine. I've been really pleased with the character, really pleased in how he's fit into our football team. I've been really pleased how our locker room has accepted him and brought him in and really embraced him, and it's been fun to watch those guys.
The biggest thing that Raheem Morris said there that makes me feel really, really good about Divine Diablo, and of course he's going to talk good about his guys. He's not going to bag on anybody or, you know, be necessarily critical of anybody, especially at this point in the season and where we are in the year. So he's going to be positive about anybody. He's going to put a positive spin on any player he talks about. But I feel like the part that he didn't need to add in there, that he didn't have to add in there, that he made sure he added in there, was the fact that he said Divine Diablo could be a guy that wears the green dot. That's a big responsibility. That means you're the captain of the defense, you're getting the play calls, and you're communicating them out to the rest of the defense. Like Raheem Moore said in that cut, you got to be a cerebral guy, you got to be a certain type of defensive player to be able to wear the green dot. And so the fact that he thinks Divine Diablo can be a guy that wears the green dot, I absolutely love the fact that he thinks that and he sees that in Divine Diablo. That is really, really promising. And again, it maybe seems like Divine Diablo will make more of an impact than we all initially thought, and it seems like maybe more than Raheem Morris initially thought as well too. So that's good to know. So Divine Diablo can end up being an impact player that we necessarily didn't have too much of an eye on, or we weren't maybe necessarily worried about too much when we first heard about the signing. We're like, oh, okay, this is, you know, a solid player. He'll be able to help us be a little bit more athletic and, you know, do some good things. But Divine Diablo sounds like he could end up being a real difference maker for this team. And that's what this defense at the end of the day lacked last year. We lacked difference makers. We lacked playmakers. And now hopefully between Divine Diablo, between, you know, we already had Jesse Bates and A.J. Terrell, but between, when you talk about the new guys that we've added, between Divine Diablo, between Leonard Floyd, between Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., you hope these guys can really be playmakers and do things to really impact this defense and make big plays and get big stops and hopefully even get big turnovers for this defense as well. We'll get back to the pass rush in just a second here. It's your boy Dylan Matthews here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios here with you on a Thursday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. Legend here, some Falcons audio from day two of mandatory minicamp being yesterday. Dukes and Bell, they had on A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates. Going to let you hear a couple of cuts from them as we go to break here. First from A.J. Terrell. And A.J., he wasn't here the first time around when Jeff Ulbrich was here. Dan Quinn got let go in 20. So, no, I don't think A.J. Terrell was quite here. But anyway, point is, this is going to be a new scheme, new defense for our Atlanta Falcons. A.J. Terrell, we know, is a guy that his main job and really his only job is to lock down the best receiver on the other team. But obviously there's a little bit more to it. So Dukes and Bell asked him yesterday on what's different and what's going to be different from him for him in this new Oberg defense.
Scheme and responsibilities. That's just how I go with every new coordinator. And but at the end of the day, it don't even matter about the scheme or whatever. It's all about the players and everybody buying in and just wanting to, make the defense, our own defense, and, become the top five defense in the league or the best.
There you go. I mean, hey, you got to have those high expectations and those high hopes. And those are things you got to strive for if you really do want to be a top defense or the best defense in the league. So you love to hear that. Real quick, before we have to hit our first break here, I do want to let you hear Jesse Bates, who was on with Dukes and Bell as well, as he talked about. We know last year they had some defensive breakdowns in the backfield that led to giving up some deep plays, which they did a good job. Obviously, in the beginning half of the year, that was what, our old defensive coordinator, that's what his whole thing was, not giving up deep plays, even though we got, dinked and dunked down the field. But there was, toward the back half of the season, some defensive breakdowns and breaks in communication. And Jesse Bates talked about it with Dukes and Bell yesterday and talked about how they can fix those breakdowns of communication that have been happening over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I was definitely upset. That's not, up to the standard that we usually play at. Last year is last year. We're more focused on this year and understanding the scheme and putting us in better situations as well. But that's something that you got to look at and, evaluate as a, some of those guys are still here. A lot of those guys are still here of our core, back half. And just understanding and just continue to learn and not letting that happen again. This is a long season. So, you can have 10 great weeks and then you put two bad weeks out there and you're a bad team, So you just got to be consistent in everything you do week in and week out. And it's a long season, man. And I'm excited for what we got cooking up. Like I said, this OTAs has been, some of the best work that I've, been around during the off season. So the urgency of these next 4 to 5 weeks that we got off, we got to come back ready to go hit the ground running.
I love it. And one thing Jesse Bates said in there that I think is going to be maybe the key word and the key term for this Falcons defense specifically, consistency. Consistency is what this Falcons defense needs. They need to be able to consistently rush the passer, consistently get sacks, consistently get takeaways, consistently find ways to create turnovers. Consistency is what it's all about for the Falcons defense this year. We'll see if they got it. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, the Braves finally snapped another good streak. Or it was a bad streak. It's good that they snapped it. If they got a series win, in the first series win in their last, six series, I think it's been, they finally got a series win, a much-needed one. And I'll continue to explain why this could help be a build-up to maybe a nice turnaround for the Braves. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever you are and whenever you want to. It's a simple thing to do. All you got to do, download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you do that and you got the app and you're in the app, then you want to search for the radio station. 92.9 The Game. Easy peasy. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it, then follow and subscribe to all the shows, all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, including my show, The Hometown Take, then The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Andy and Randy Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the shows on the weekend as well. Then, once you have done that, you in the game. You in the game for real, because then you'll be able to get live updates and you'll get push notifications about when guests are coming on. You'll be notified when shows go live. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety, your favorite segments, favorite interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So, again, that's why you need to download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices right now. Unless you're driving, then do it whenever you get to your destination, whether that's work or whatever. But, again, appreciate you all tuning in. Noel, I did actually get a question from one of our favorite listeners, our guy Skip, a.k.a. the Sports Professor. He was wondering, because I don't even remember the instrumental to the song that was just played at the first break. So what was the instrumental that you went out with, that we just went to break with? What was the name of that? Because our boy Skip is wondering, and I know you got all the answers.
I believe that was T.I.'s Get Loose.
Okay.
From the Urban Legend album.
Okay, there you go, Skip. It was T.I.'s Get Loose from the Urban Legend album. I know T.I. just did a good job at the BET Awards performing. He played some throwbacks, and so I was here for it. But there you go, Skip. It was T.I.'s Get Loose, my guy. But anywho, appreciate you all tuning in. We got to talk about the Atlanta Braves, because how about them? They won their first series in, like, the last six series. They had dropped, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, six straight series. But that streak is no more after they won the rubber match between themselves and the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. They won it 6-2. And now, look, we can stop talking about the Braves have lost, you know, it was like 14 out of their last 19. Let's say it like this. The Braves have won two out of their last three. Let's start it like that. The Braves have won two out of their last three. That's all we need to be worried about. And I've been talking about this the last couple of days because I truly do believe by the Braves winning this series, now they got still obviously got plenty of work to do. If they can sweep the Colorado Rockies, who they start a series against not today but tomorrow, they'll be back in the friendly confines of Truist Park. You're taking on probably the worst team in Major League Baseball. You're going to be at home. If you can find a way to sweep the Rockies, then you would have won, what's that, five out of your last six. Heading into a very important stretch where you have four straight series against the NL East. Feels like it could be a runway for the Braves to get hot and maybe, just maybe, start a turnaround. Because you feel good about getting this series win over the Milwaukee Brewers, and they should feel good about this series win over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers have been skidding a little bit, but still, they were a team that was over 500 that you just beat. You got them 7-1. You did lose 4-1 on Tuesday, but then yesterday, because it was a business person special, you won 6-2. So offense looked good. The pitching was absolutely phenomenal. We'll talk about Spencer Schwellenbach's complete game here in just a couple of minutes. But offense looked good. Pitching was solid. And so that's a recipe that if you can replicate it against the Colorado Rockies team, a team that is much worse than the team you just took two out of three from against the Milwaukee Brewers. And look, I know it's baseball. I know anything can happen on any given day. But you should sweep this Rockies team, and then you should have some good momentum built up to take on the Mets for three at home, the Marlins for three on the road, the Mets for four on the road, and then the Phillies to close out the month of June and to close out the stretch of four straight series against the NL East at home for three. So you sweep the Rockies. You feel good about the momentum you've built up to hopefully win some series in these four straight series you have coming up against the NL East after this Rocky series that starts tomorrow. But let's talk a little bit about the game last night and celebrate that, because it was a fun game to watch for us Braves fans. We have to start with Spencer Schwellenbach. Schwelle was an absolute beast yesterday. Pitches the first complete game in his career, full nine innings. Only giving up five hits through nine innings, only giving up two runs. He did give up a homer, but we don't care nothing about that. He only gave up two runs, and he had nine strikeouts as well. Great, great game for Spencer Schwellenbach. You feel really good about what he was able to do yesterday. And we'll let you hear from Schwelle in just a minute, but I do want to let you hear from Brian Snicker talking about Spencer Schwellenbach's complete game, because, again, just you have to feel really good about what Schwelle has been able to do and has done really over the full course of this season. And of course, just like anybody, because Chris Sale got off to a rough start, Schwelle has had a couple of rough starts here and there. But overall, Spencer Schwellenbach has been really good. So let's hear Brian Snicker, the skipper, talk about Schwelle's complete game.
So, man, it was something else. You know, a lot of strikes, obviously, a lot of first pitch strikes. Stuff was just good from 1-9. You know, so I know that was really, really, you know, to strike out nine and only have that many pitches is a feat in and itself. So, you know, he's getting ahead, and, you know, stuff was just like it's been. I mean, it's kind of good, too, for him to go out there and touch the ninth inning also.
Absolutely. Absolutely phenomenal stuff from Spencer Schwellenbach. And Brian Snicker makes a good point, too. To pitch a complete game in 105 pitches, that's efficient. That's pretty darn efficient, if you ask me. A lot of guys, they're in 100 pitches by the seventh inning. And if they're in 100 pitches by the seventh inning, that's still fairly efficient. So the fact that he only threw 105 pitches for a complete game, that's pretty darn good. So Spencer Schwellenbach, absolutely phenomenal. And you know who else has been phenomenal ever since they came back from injury? Ronald Acuna Jr. Ronnie's looking like the MVP out there once again. And look, we talked about this too with Ronnie, and that's that the way they made sure they didn't rush him back this time around. Remember, when he came back from the first ACL injury, it was 9 months when he came back the first time. From the time he got injured to the time he came back, it was a complete 9-month span. This time around, they took the full year. And him getting those extra 3 months to do some extra hitting, do some extra fielding, and making sure that knee was really good and building up even more confidence with that knee, it's showing, because Ronald Acuña Jr. has absolutely hit the ground running, hit another homer last night. So I think they give him one. He's got like, I think, six or seven now on the season, and he is absolutely cooking. Another three-hit game for him last night. Remember, he had 3 hits in Tuesday's game as well. So back-to-back 3-hit games, 2 homers in this series, a couple of RBIs from him last night as well. Ronnie is cooking, and he's looking like 2023 MVP Ronald Acuña Jr. And I do want to let you hear Brian Snicker talk about Ronald Acuña. Or actually, first, I want to let you hear Spencer Schwellenbach, just to go back to him real quick, because I did say we're going to play this one. Spencer Schwellenbach, before we move on to Ronnie, let's hear Spencer Schwellenbach talk about how he's never, ever pitched 9 innings before.
At any level. I mean, I've done 7, but it's probably like 16 years old, so it's been a while.
There you go. So Spencer Schwellenbach, because you remember, he was a shortstop in college, and like you said, he obviously pitched some when he was a little leaguer, you heard there, but you know, the most he went is 7. So this is definitely a huge, huge accomplishment for Spencer Schwellenbach. So good on him be able to complete that milestone and have that milestone in his career. Now, real quick before we go to break, do want to let you hear Brian Snicker talk about our guy Ronnie, because Ronnie, just as Brian Snicker says here, he is having some great ABs right now.
I love where he's at right now. I mean, it's he's having really good at bats and getting great decisions. And you know what? When a guy like that gets going, I mean, you know, you just kind of, you know, wait for him to, you know, start carrying you. But you know, he's they're really good at bats. You know what I mean? And I think he's being smart overall about his whole game.
Offense overall, along with Ronnie, was good yesterday too. Everybody besides Eli White. It's all right, Eli. It's all good, man. Everybody besides Eli White got a hit yesterday, so that's good to see. Runners in scoring position, not bad. 2 for 6. You like to still see it be a little bit better, but 2 for 6, not bad at all. So hopefully the Braves offense can continue to have these games where they're getting 4, 5, 6 runs a game. And again, you like their chances coming up against the Colorado Rockies here starting tomorrow. So again, you got 2 out of 3 against a solid Milwaukee team. You sweep the Colorado Rockies, then you start to feel really good about entering the back half of the month and finishing the month with nothing but series against the NL East. So hopefully this is the start of a turnaround for the Braves. Now, again, I know we've heard that before and hoped that before, but hopefully this is really it. We'll see. I'm trying to keep the hope. I'm trying to keep the faith here. But hopefully the Braves are primed for a big turnaround as they continue to keep that going. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, Indiana, the Pacers, protecting home court thus far. They get a Game 3 win, which I did predict. I still got OKC in 6, but it does get to a point where you're like, okay, Pacers, they're giving OKC a run for their money, but it was a good win. They protect the home court. I want to see one more thing from Indiana before I'm ready to change my mind about them. And I'll tell you what that is next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. All downhill from here. That much closer to the weekend. We're in the back half of the week, party people. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever you are, and you can listen whenever you want to with that free Odyssey app as well. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices as well. Appreciate my girl Noelle White holding it down as always, doing a great job behind the glass. And even though it's not a Wednesday, we still got two West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia studio. So shout out to me and Noelle. And shout out to the GOAT, Sam Crenshaw, as well. But we got to get into what happened last night in the NBA Finals. It was game three in the Finals. Thunder, Pacers, series shifting to Indiana, and Indiana protected home court in a big way. They did a good job of holding off the Thunder. Thunder did a solid job staying in the game the whole time. You know, Indiana, that home crowd was ruckus, and the Indiana Pacers came with a lot of flurries. They came with a lot of flurries that they threw at the Thunder, and the Thunder did a good job, again, in my opinion, staying competitive in the game. But you got to give a lot of credit to Indiana and what their role players are able to do. Their role players, you know, we've heard Shaquille O'Neal talk about it before on Inside the NBA and reference them as the others, and the others usually play a lot better at home. Well, that statement and that mantra stood true last night, because the Pacers role players and bench players, they were phenomenal last night in the Pacers 116-107 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder that take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. But when you talk about Benedict Mathurin, he looked like he was instant offense for the Pacers last night off the bench. In 22 minutes, had 27 points, 9-12 from the field, 2-3 from three, very efficient in his time on the court, and he really did his thing last night. TJ McConnell, the 10 points are cool and, you know, obviously needed from TJ McConnell, but what he was able to do defensively, there were two separate times where the Pacers scored a bucket, and off the inbounds, he pulled a Jose Alvarado, sneaking up behind the OKC ball handler and getting a steal, or getting them to, you know, the first time he did it, he snuck up behind the OKC ball handler, took the ball away from him, and as he was going out of bounds, threw it off him. I think it was Cason Wallace, if I remember correctly, but it was just he gave that energy, that hustle, showed that heart that you always expect TJ McConnell, an undrafted guy who, you know, has made himself a lot of money in the NBA and is stuck around in the NBA probably longer than anybody expected him to. He gave all the heart and the hustle you would expect a guy like that to do in the NBA Finals. So he was huge yesterday. Matter of fact, let me see exactly how many steals he got credited with yesterday. So yeah, he got five steals yesterday. Five steals last night for TJ McConnell. So that was huge. Five assists, five steals. Had a rebound as well. So TJ McConnell to go along with 10 points, well, he was huge for the Pacers last night off the bench as well. Obi Toppin at 8 points and a thunderous putback dunk. And again, the starters, you know, the thing about it was the starters didn't do a whole lot. Obviously, Haliburton and Pascal Siakam did what they do. Haliburton had a solid game, a really nice game actually. 22 points, 11 assists. Almost had a triple-double, a rebound away from a triple-double, had 9 rebounds to go along with the 11 assists and 22 points. Siakam had 21 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Haliburton did a good job shooting three ball as well last night, 2-4 of 8 from 3. So, you know, your two big guns, your two big scores that you rely on them the most for scoring, they were good with 22 and 21. But other than that, it was the bench that really fueled the fire for Oklahoma City last night. Now, I will say this about OKC. Chet Holmgren really impressed me last night. And if he can continue to – he kind of dominated in my eyes down low last night. And if he continue to dominate the way he did last night, I still feel very confident of saying OKC in six. 20 points, 10 rebounds for Holmgren last night. And OKC, they shot the ball well, but, you know, you had guys like Chet Holmgren go 0 for 6 from 3. So that was a little tough. Now, Lu Dort did go like 4 for 5, so you don't usually expect that, you know, every single game from Lu Dort. Jalen Williams was solid. He had 26. SGA had 24. He was solid. 12 points for Lu Dort. Their bench didn't really give them anything, though. Caruso, he was okay, hit a couple of threes at 8 points. Isaiah Joe hit a couple of threes, 6 points. Hartenstein had 4 points. Other than that, nobody else did much. Nobody else really did anything besides get some cardio. So the bench kind of let OKC down last night. And then we know, like we said, the bench of the Pacers thrived. So that was really a difference in the game. The Thunder bench not being that great and the Pacers bench being really, really good last night. So that was definitely a difference for me because OKC starters were better than Indiana starters, but the Pacers bench gave them a real lift and really helped them win that game. So, again, impressive by Indiana. Good on them for protecting home court. If they can win game four and go up 3-1, I will change my mind on my prediction. They can go up 3-1. I think it'll then be Indiana winning it all. And I mean, that's easy to say when they're going up 3-1, but I do expect OKC to win next game. I think they obviously needed a game to maybe adjust to Indiana and things of that nature. And they were even, and I mean, they played them pretty close last night, 116 to 107. So I expect, and again, OKC, they have been, I forgot the exact record that they have, but I remember it was 18-2. Now they're 19-2 because after they lost game one, they won game two. So now OKC is 19-2 after losing a game this season. 19-2 this season after losing a game. So they bounce back, and they bounce back in a big way. So I fully expect OKC to win game four. But if Indiana gets game four, I'll change my mind and say Indiana wins the series, and I'll admit I was wrong about Indiana. Because Indiana's a very good team. I just think they didn't quite have enough to compete with OKC. Or not, I won't say not compete because obviously they're competing, but I didn't think they had enough to beat OKC in a seven-game series. Indiana wins game four, though, and goes up 3-1. Then I obviously think they're going to get it done. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Should have another very competitive game. It was a competitive game last night all the way up until the very end. And in the last couple of minutes, Indiana kind of had it in the bag. But leading up to that, it was a very competitive, very entertaining game. So I expect much of the same in game four, because as much as I expect the Thunder to bounce back, Indiana at home is going to be different than Indiana on the road. So it's going to be tough for OKC to bounce back in this one, but I do expect OKC to bounce back in this game. But again, if Indiana can keep it close, I mean, they have the clutch players, and they've been known to hit the big shots. So I like them in that front. But I did like Tyrese Halliburton coming out, being more aggressive with his offense. I think that was a big point and a big takeaway for me in this game as well. And I think he's going to have to continue to be the aggressor and look for his offense early on in the game. Him and Pascal Siakam, because, again, OKC, they're gonna come out swinging. And they're going to come out swinging hard in game four. So Halliburton and Siakam have to continue to look for their offense. And, again, there'll be times where they'll have plenty of chances to get their teammates involved, but they need to set the tone. Like SGA has done a good job, and, again, I know they lost last night, but SGA, I think, in my mind, always does a good job setting the tone for his team. Halliburton and Siakam need to be more of those tone setters and, you know, be those tone setters for the Pacers. And I think the Indiana bench is good enough and the other players are good enough to kind of get themselves going and get themselves in the game. And then obviously, again, Halliburton and Siakam will help get the other guys in the game as well. But they more so need to look for their offense, I think, early on, kind of like they did last night. So we'll see how game four goes. Game four is set for tomorrow. And we'll be very close, possibly maybe even have an NBA champion by the time we're talking to you on Monday. So we'll see. Or actually, let me actually double check that, because, you know, these games be real, real spaced out now. Okay, so game five wouldn't be until Monday. So no, we won't. We won't have a champion by then. So that's why I checked. I had a feeling. I was like, game five actually probably is on Monday with them going back to OKC. But anywho, be a lot to talk about come Monday when it comes to these NBA finals. So we'll see if Indiana can take a commanding 3-1 lead, or if OKC will tie it up and we'll really have a series on our hands, as then we'll have both teams winning road games. And that's when you know you really got a series on your hands. But appreciate y'all tuning in as always. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Coming up on a Friday, you already know. We'll talk about the Braves' upcoming series with the Rockies and why. We've talked about a little bit today, but we'll continue to talk about why it's important that the Braves must sweep. Can't take two out of three, won't be good enough against the Rockies. You got to sweep the Rockies. We'll talk about that. We'll preview a little bit of game four of the NBA Finals, and we'll continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons as well. That's all coming up on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it's a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Mikey P, Bo Squid, Billy Morgan, and Allie Mack ready to take things over. And I'm going to let them go ahead and do that right now. It's the Morning Shift coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.